listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The latest move of the Securities and Exchange Board of India to expand the scope for ESG, that is environment, social and governance funds, with the introduction of 6 subcategories, comes at a time when returns from the existing schemes have shown a healthy trend. Currently, only 3 ESG funds have completed 3 years and have returned between 14% and 23% CAGR. There are only 10 ESG schemes at present, show data from Value Research. With the new norms, fund houses will now be allowed to expand their offerings with more than one ESG fund. At present, the total assets under management of ESG funds stand at Rs. 10,674 crore. On to banking, Kotak Mahindra Bank on Monday said it has not received any communication from the Reserve Bank of India on the succession plan for its chief executive officer. The press release from the bank said, quote, "We would like to state that there is no communication, formal or informal, from the RBI to Kotak Mahindra Bank or its board members on CEO succession," unquote. It holds all the regulatory approvals, including that from the RBI, for its stake in insurance subsidiaries and has not received any formal or informal communication to the contrary. The clarification comes from a Bloomberg report said the banking regulator is nudging the private lender to select someone outside its ranks to succeed current Chief Executive Officer Uday Kotak. Meanwhile, Bajaj Finance has become the country's largest deposit-taking NBFC, with its consolidated deposit book crossing the Rs. 50,000 crore mark in July and the number of depositors rising to 500,000. Sachin Sikka, Executive Vice President, Fixed Deposits and Investments, Bajaj Finance said, quote, "The sweet spot for the company was 44 months, where it offers an interest rate of 8.60% for senior citizens and 8.35% for others. Our strategy has always been to offer investors long-term saving solutions through our fixed deposits," unquote. The liquidity buffer as of June end was Rs. 12,704 crore. After the HDFC Bank-HDFC merger, Bajaj Finance is now the largest deposit-taking NBFC in the country. In some more industry news, non-banking finance company Mahindra & Mahindra Financial Service is looking to lower the share of gross Stage 3 asset ratio or gross non-performing asset ratio to 3% to 3.25% by the end of the current financial year, from 4.35% as of June, Vice Chairman and MD Ramesh Iyer told EFI in an interaction. Since the NBFC has a provision coverage ratio of 60%, it is planning to reach out to customers for settlement or termination of loans. In case a customer wants to surrender the asset, the NBFC can accept the proposal and lower the gross NPA ratio without impacting the overall profitability. The NBFC's collection efficiency averaged at 94% during the first quarter. Moving on, the government on Monday issued a draft National Deep Tech Startup Policy to address the challenges faced by startups as well as for policy interventions to enhance the ecosystem. The draft policy is currently open for public feedback until September 15. The policy, released by consortium chaired by Principal Scientific Advisor to the government Ajay Kumar Sood, has outlined 4 key pillars: securing India's economic future, progressing towards a knowledge-driven economy, bolstering national capability and sovereignty through the Atmanirbhar Bharat imperative, and encouraging ethical innovation. The policy has defined deep tech startups with regard to different parameters based on various attributes such as maturity levels, applicability to different sectors, time frames and geographical boundaries, and contextual relevance. In other news, Peerless Group is planning a capital expenditure of around Rs. 1,000 crore in the next 3 years, said its top official on Monday. Group flagship Peerless General Finance and Investment Company has received the license of an NBFC investment and credit company from the Reserve Bank of India. The NBFC ICC replaced the residuary non-banking finance company license. Jayanta Roy, Managing Director, said the group is planning to invest around Rs. 400 crore in a hospital project and around Rs. 600 crore in a real estate project. The group aims to launch a 15-floor retail commercial residential real estate project called Trium. In the last financial year, the Peerless Group reported a revenue of Rs. 635 crore, posting a 22% growth year-on-year. Lastly, let's see which are the stocks that are in focus today. These include GAIL India, Maruti Suzuki, Reliance Industries, State Bank of India, Adani Green and PVR Inox, among others. GAIL India reported its fiscal first quarter profit of Rs. 1,792.99 crore, down 44.8% in comparison to Rs. 3,250.95 crore during the corresponding quarter of FY23. Adani Green Energy posted a consolidated net profit of Rs. 323 crore for the first fiscal quarter, up 50.93% on year, while Maruti Suzuki reported its Q1 sales at 4,98,030 units, a growth of 6.4% compared to the same period last year. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.